This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, I got my earbuds in. See, I had my headset on, left over from radio, because I'm so worked up. I'm apoplectic, I can't pronounce the word. I'm so worked up. I've lost my mind, because I can't believe that you could have a ruling like this. And by the way he worded it, Justice John Roberts, is so ridiculous. It's a part due of Obamacare. It's the same thing. He's ruling the wrong way because somebody's got his number and he's compromised. And so he's got to find a way, even though he knows he's a constitutionalist, he's wrong. He's got to find a way to make himself sound right. So to rule that way, it's totally constitutional, he said. Totally constitutional to have this question on the census. And it's totally constitutional to have the Commerce Secretary come up with this question. But he said, for another reason, it's no good. That's just the weirdest reasoning you've ever seen, and it all involves white people and Republicans. Really? Well, the other ruling, the way you ruled, is against black people, right? Because as illegals come in, they take jobs from black people, and they take jobs from white people, so the ruling's against white people. He said it was for an advantage to white people. Now it's against white people, and it's against American citizens. It's against every city in America that has American citizens and very few illegals, and it's an advantage to every city that's filled with illegals. Isn't every ruling advantage to someone and disadvantage to someone? I mean, you got to be kidding me. The worst ruling of history, because he's compromised. As sure as I'm standing here, there's something wrong with Justice John Roberts and the rulings he's making. All right, I got to mention, you know, we only have a half hour. I got to mention my sponsors. First of all, Tangible Investments. Great gold company. Gold's on fire. Gold's up again today. Gold's over $1,410 an ounce. It was like $1,100, like last time I looked 2 months ago. It's been an unbelievable rise. But if you're not with the right company, the right time, in the right place, with the right sales crew, you could get ripped off. You really could. And they have giant commission spreads, and you'll never get out. Either that or you buy it from the right people like Tangible Investments, and you buy it at the right price at a very low commission, and you know you're going to get out when the time comes because you bought in so low. There's a way to get out. So you've got to buy gold from the right people. You do. And so they've got a DVD, an award-winning DVD, free for you. They've got a book written literally by a New York Times bestselling author about gold. They want you to be an educated consumer, free to you. And the CEO of Tangible Investments, who has been interviewed on the front page of the Wall Street Journal and on CNBC and on Discovery and on History Channel, he wants to evaluate your holdings for free so you can figure out what's going on in your life and how you create some balance and some wealth insurance. This guy's as honest as the day is long. Great guy. Charges $2,000 an hour. He's going to do it for free. So free evaluation, free DVD, and free book. All of that. And when you call, the first 20 qualified callers will get a gold coin with a retail value of $199 free. But forget that. If you're not one of the first 20, you're not qualified, that's fine. You get the free book, free DVD, free evaluation from a guy who charges $2,000 an hour. Not bad. Call 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. All right. Now I got to get to the to all the issues, folks, because the Supreme Court voted 5-4 to block the citizenship question on the 2020 census, and I'm angry. I mean, this is a victory for George Soros, for globalists, for open borders, for liberals. It's not an advantage. How is it possible you can't ask someone at DMV whether they're a citizen or not before you give them, before you register them as a voter? How is it possible a cop can't pull over an illegal alien and ask, are you a citizen? Now you can't ask a question on the census. Are you a citizen? Or I doesn't even ask, are you legal or illegal? Just, are you a citizen? That is the most innocuous question in the world. But you know what this is about? This is about stealing money from good people and good cities and good states and giving the money to states and cities and counties and bad people filled with illegal aliens who have no right to be here in the first place. It's amazing. Trump's going to seek to delay the 2020 census, but you know the odds are very slim. And by the way, wasn't it interesting? The evil Justice John Roberts, that's what I call him, that evil Justice John Roberts, not only cited in a way that I believe means he's bribed or blackmailed or something's wrong with him, okay? He's a liberal, he's a deep state plant. He's out there, but the fix is in against us no matter what we do. The Supreme Court is fixed. The federal courts are fixed. All the colleges and the high schools are brainwashing our children. All the teachers are communists. Is there anything that's not fixed? All the newspapers are fixed. All the mainstream media, the evening news are fixed. CNN and PBS and MSNBC are fixed. All the district attorneys, at this point, Soros is electing major city district attorneys who are communists. We all know the head of the CIA was a communist. He said he voted communist, Brennan. We know that Comey, the head of the FBI, was communist. He admitted he once voted communist, James Comey. They're all sprinkled throughout the government, and they're always there to ruin things, but if things go for us and we're winning, they're there at the last second to vote against us, to destroy any chance we have of ever winning, because they want to destroy this country and make it a one world, you know, a nation part of the whole world, part of the UN. Globalist agenda. They don't want us to be the great United States of America, the most exceptional nation in world history with Judeo-Christian values and capitalism. They don't want that. The biggest winners in the SCOTUS decision, George Soros, illegal aliens, Mexican cartels, and open borders. It's amazing that you would vote for those people, Justice John Roberts, but you should be impeached. Can you imagine putting him on the court for life, and we have to contend with this loser for life? Oh, and by the way, who appointed him? Bush. What a nightmare the Bush family's been for the United States of America. So you see, Rhino Republicans know better than Democrats. Bush appointed this loser. Why is it so important to keep bad people out of the country? Crime-ravaged Mexico City deploys 140,000 National Guard troops to enforce order. 140,000. Because Mexico City has so many murders and crimes out of control. And you want those drug dealers and those murderers and those rapists coming to America. Obviously, Justice John Roberts does. Something's wrong with the man. Other news, we had a win today, believe it or not. Even though we lost that case, somehow Pelosi caved to Trump and Mitch McConnell, and the House passed a clean Senate bill on the emergency border crisis funding. A clean bill. It passed 84-8 in the United States Senate, completely bipartisan. $4.5 billion. But the House was trying to put poison pills on it that would have stopped ICE from going after bad guys. You can't believe how bad the Democratic Party is. And it also... The trouble here is that if they were going to recess for the July 4th vacation the next day, and they wanted to leave for a week, and if it didn't pass, we have such a crisis at the border. We're so overwhelmed. And yes, it's true that some of those kids are sleeping on floors. There's no mattress, no bed cover, no toothbrush, no toothpaste. Yeah, it's true, because the Democrats haven't given us the money, ICE the money, and all the ICE border agents, not enough of them. So what are they doing? They're diaper care, nanny sitters now. It's a joke. Border agents do nothing but change diapers all day of children that are diseased, sick and diseased, with diarrhea and terrible diseases, TB, coughing, no mother, no father. They're taking care of little kids. It's all become a nightmare. So Nancy Pelosi realized she was losing completely the court of public opinion. Why else do you think she did this? She was losing so utterly, badly, completely, that the Democratic Party looked horrible. So Nancy Pelosi actually caved to Trump, and they passed the Senate bill, which was a little more conservative version, and didn't put any hamstrings or restrictions on ICE. And Ocasio-Cortez melted down. She melted down. Hell no. This is an abdication of power, she said. We should refuse to accept this. They will keep hurting kids if we accept this. Under no circumstances should the House vote for a McConnell-only bill with no negotiation with Democrats. Darling, I don't know if you know this, but Nancy Pelosi, I can't stand her, but she's politically very smart, very astute. And she read the writing on the wall. She saw how badly the Democrats were losing this battle. Because you can't argue, that little children are starving and little children are mistreated and the circumstances they're living in at the border are horrible. You can't argue that if you're the Democratic Party and you're the one not giving the money to improve their circumstances. So AOC had a meltdown. She's a power mad commie. And she had an online tantrum, and it shows you she is. I'll tell you what else was the big news. There was a video and photos online of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez supposedly standing at the border looking through a fence at illegals and crying, putting her head in her hands, and it looked like tears were coming out of her eyes, and they shot the angle perfectly to look like she's looking through a fence, and she's looking at the other side, and she's crying. But then another photo suddenly emerged, and we saw the entire setup, and she's a fraud. She's like a paid actress from Saturday Night Live that managed to win a congressional seat. And it turned out she's standing in front of a fence that's in a parking lot, and on the other side there are police officers. This is what goes on in the United States of America today. It's completely amazing, folks. Absolutely amazing. But it goes on every day in this country. She's a fraud. And as far as the debate last night, I want to mention one thing. One thing about the debate. The Democrats are so far to the left. Julian Castro said transgender men have a right to abortion funds. I can't even say this without laughing and going, oh my God. Transgender men have the right to abortion funds. That's your Democratic Party. They're nuts. And everybody agreed. Even NBC said that Trump was the winner of the debate last night. All right, I want to make sure I get sponsors in our shortened half-hour show because the Democratic debate's coming up. Dr. Joseph Williams, the number one hair restoration guy in the world, in my opinion. Certainly the best in America. People fly from all over the world to have their hair done with him. He's a magician. He's an artist. He's amazing. Take the website down, vacationrestoration.com. Take the phone number down, toll free, 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. Schedule a free consultation. Doesn't cost you a thing. Call them on the phone or have a video conference or have a Skype conference with them from anywhere in the United States. And if you do it, he pays for your vacation in Las Vegas. Toll free, 888-357-0888. Doesn't cost you a dime to call. And while you're on the phone, it's a free consultation. Find out how you could change your life with Dr. Joseph Williams. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, again, I'm going to remind you that even though it's a shortened show, the next half hour will be on radio. We got about a 7-minute segment here, then we're on radio for the second half of this 8 o'clock hour east, 5 o'clock west. But I'm taking all of your questions, all of your calls during that second half hour. Just move on over to USA Radio if you want to talk to me on the radio. But you'll be on the phones. It really doesn't matter. But if you want to hear yourself or hear others talk to me, just move over to USARadio.com. If you want to watch Democratic debate, stay right here at Newsmax TV. Those are your choices. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I get more emails about them. You wouldn't even believe. I've been in an avalanche of emails about them because everybody who tries their products raves and says they're going to buy them for the rest of their lives. It's really quite amazing reaction. They sell silver, alkaline-structured silver products, silver solution that I drink morning and night, and silver lozenges that save my voice so I can talk thousands of hours and never lose my voice. They've got silver soap. They've got silver mouthwash. I use it all. Silver gel on my skin. Amazing. Great stuff. Give them a call. You can only buy it on the phone or on the email or on the web, Toll free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Use the promo code Root and get 20% off, 20% off your orders, 866-660-9868. Other news, Texas police officer charged with murder in the shooting of a truck thief. I don't know what they're arguing, but this guy cornered a truck thief in his car. The guy was moving in the car. He probably thought he had a gun, or he probably thought he was going to run him over. The cop shoots him. They're charging the cop with murder. This is what's going wrong with America. Illegals get away with everything and anything, and they're provided free lawyers by you, the taxpayer. This is what liberals have done to America. But a cop's charged with murder for shooting not just anybody, but a truck thief. Who cares if you killed a truck thief? What do I care? It's justified. He's in a car. That's a weapon. He's moving his car in front of you. You think he's going to step on the gas and run you over. You shoot him dead. That's your right. God bless the police. How ridiculous this country become. Unreal. And as far as the debate last night, I mean, it's so far left that it was hilarious. I told you about Castro and the fact that he thinks transgendered men need abortion funds. Late-night comedians mock Beto O'Rourke for a Spanish debate answer. They call it like an embarrassing dad at a Mexican restaurant. Beto O'Rourke said migrants had no choice but to come here due to climate change. You know, the Democratic Party has lost its mind. Not its way, its mind. These are mentally ill people. Something's wrong with them. If you believe that transgender men deserve abortion funding, if you believe that migrants come here illegally because of climate change, you've lost your mind. You're cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. That's what the Democratic Party is. Other news. Sick ISIS supporters threaten to bomb London and New York and attack a plane in chilling terror posters. It's just incredible how vicious and ruthless an enemy we face. And the average liberal wants the border open. What, that's connected to the border, too. Terrorist cells are going to come through that border. And undoubtedly, many of them already have. Other news. Fourth NYPD officer dies by suicide in the last 3 weeks. There is an epidemic of cops killing themselves. And no wonder. They all have PTSD. They face violence every day. They face down death every day. They do it for us. They sacrifice for us. And then when it's over, they're left like shells themselves, and they're not allowed to do anything. You can't reach for your gun. If you reach for your gun, a lawyer sues you. The ACLU takes you down, takes your house from you. How can you ask someone to be a cop if the ACLU has a right to question your every motive in a split-second decision when you're shooting at a truck thief? Crazy. And a sick dad was booted off a Dominican Republic return flight to New York. He was very sick. He was sweating profusely. He went in the bathroom and he threw up. And they said, you got to get off the flight. And that may not have been a bad decision. I don't know if they did something wrong, because who wants that on your flight? Who wants the rest of the people to get sick? But it's the Dominican Republic again. What's going on down there? And he gets off the plane, goes to the hospital, and dies. Another death of an American in the Dominican Republic. And so far, bookings to Dominican Republic tourism down 75%. My question is, what's wrong with the other 25%? Are you crazy? Who would go there? Oh, my God. Something's wrong. They're killing Americans. All right. I have so much more to talk about. I'll talk about it on the radio. Switch over to USARadio.com and listen to the rest of my show. Just click on Listen Live Now. Or later on, listen to or watch the Democratic debates. And then later on, go to iHeartRadio and click on Wayne Allyn Root, 24 hours a day, on demand. You get me. Sam Lantis, the sponsor of this show, and has been since the day the show started 2 years ago. Give him a call. Sam Lantis, the Lantis Tax Group. I asked him to do a cheap, literally the most inexpensive tax work for any lawyer in America for my viewers only, and he came up with the plan. $190 a month, and you start with a free consultation. What do you got to lose? Call him and find out how it works. $190 a month to handle your case in front of the IRS. Guy's amazing. Take down this number. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you don't use Sam Lantis when you're in front of the IRS. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. See you on Monday.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. Before the vote, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it's important to get emergency funding to those who need it.
At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, what was the holdup in the first place?
Got behind the administration on this. They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard to do this.
The bill did pass the House and Senate on a bipartisan basis. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street ahead of President Trump meeting with the Chinese president at the G20 summit. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 10 points to close at 26,527. The NASDAQ gained 58 to 79,68. And the S&P was up 11 to close at 29,25. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Hopefully some of you from Newsmax have switched over and are listening at usaradio.com. How do you listen to me? You just go to, well, there's no point saying it. You're on USA or you're not, right? If you're on USA Radio and you clicked on Listen Live Now, you know that's how you listen to Wayne Allen Root every day, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 5 to 8 Central, and 3 to 6 afternoon drive here in Las Vegas and the left coast of the United States. Let's grab a few calls right now. We've got Star in Wisconsin on line 2. Star, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
All righty. How about you?
Very good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a question for you, and I figure you'll be able to answer it. I had been told that, well, I always thought in order to be a governor of a state or president or any of that, that you had to take and be born here in our country where God is the man, you know. And then I was told that there's two women that are like governors over two states. I believe Minnesota was one, and I don't remember the other one.
Yeah, you could
but
be born anywhere.
Now,
Star, you could be born anywhere and be a governor or senator. It's only president. That's the only thing in this country that you have to be born in America. You could be born in the middle of a communist country, and you could be governor of Wisconsin tomorrow, Minnesota tomorrow. You could be born in Mexico, and you're the governor of California tomorrow. There's nothing stopping you from doing that as long as you're now a United States citizen. Now, you can't be an illegal alien and be the governor, although that's going to change soon, too. What? Come back 20 years from now, and you will see illegal aliens as the governor of California. Watch. You know, I mean, so that'll change. But having said that, you do not, it doesn't matter where you were born if you want to be a governor, a senator, a mayor, a state senator, a U.S. senator, a congressman, or anything else. Only the president has to be born in the United States. Okay? So I want to make sure
so
you
they don't have to take the vow on our Bible. They can use a Quran. And they don't have to be our ways here. They can have our government changed so they can keep wearing the veils over their heads. And
yeah, obviously, with this woman in Minneapolis and the woman in Detroit, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, obviously with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you're talking about people that know nothing about America or Christian values or Judeo-Christian values,
right,
know nothing about capitalism.
That's bothering me about our country.
It's the way it is.
Our country is under God. Even our former presidents and that, and Washington, Lincoln, all them guys. God, under God. Our money says it.
Star, it used to be under God. It used to be under God. Now it's under siege. Obviously, our country's under siege.
Yeah, pretty much, and that's very sad.
It's very disconcerting, but
how could a person get that changed? Or
well, listen, there's nothing stopping you from being born in a foreign country and becoming a United States senator or congressman or governor, and some would say president of the United States, right? Some would say that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. I've never said that, but some people think that it's pretty clear.
He should have been president anyways.
Well, either way, he
didn't do nothing for us.
Right, completely unqualified once he was elected, no matter where he was born. And by the way, I've always been very fair about where he was born. I think he was born in Hawaii, and I just think he's a communist and a loser. But having said that, there's no question. Yeah, but there are many others who believe he was born somewhere else, including all his relatives. Every one of them in every interview has said, oh, he was born in Kenya. Everybody knows that. Everyone in Kenya knows that. Everyone in Kenya says we had an American president. Well, I don't know if that's true. I just know a lot of people have said it. So obviously you can be foreign-born and be all kinds of things in the United States, and liberals would say that's wonderful. That's what makes America great. A lot of us don't agree. Gianna, as an example, is one of my big fans from New York, and Gianna was just calling in yesterday on the radio to say that she lives in white Plains, New York, my old haunting grounds. I was born and raised in Westchester County, New York. And she said, nobody speaks English. She walks down the street and every single kid she meets speaks a foreign language, mostly Spanish, but every one of them speaks a foreign language. That's America now. That's what's happened because you opened the borders, you let everybody in, and Obama didn't even open the borders. He literally encouraged 1 million Muslims during his 8 years from Middle Eastern countries to emigrate to the United States legally. Legally. And by the way, studies show
that now there's two of them that are running states.
Yeah. Well, they're not running states. They're in Congress, so they're not running a state, but...
Well, they're in Congress.
They're causing lots of trouble, that's for sure. But, look, I'm not against a Muslim. If a Muslim was a Republican conservative, I'd be on his team. I've got no problem with that. As long as you don't mix your religion with, you know, with your views on how to run a country, as long as you separate that, I don't have a problem if you're a Muslim Republican conservative. So I'm not against Ilhan Omar because she's a Muslim. I'm against her because, number one, she hates America. Number two, she hates Israel. Number three, she hates Jews. And number four, she is a Muslim communist. So that's what I hate about her. I don't care about the Muslim part. I care about the communist part. But obviously, the Muslim part isn't so good either. If she uses it to hate Jews and hate Israel, we got a lot of problems in this country. A lot of problems. Star, thanks for the call. Tammy in Idaho on line one. Tammy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. This is Tammy. I'm good. Hey. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to add something to your comments about people losing their minds. They've lost their minds. They've lost their minds, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have, they've lost their brain function and blah, blah, blah. But you can't lose something you never possessed.
Yeah, they never had a brain in the first place, yeah. Pea-sized brains. You know, and it's funny because they, let's make sure.
None of them had a brain, so they can't lose it.
Let me make sure that I'm never misquoted by right-wing watch and all these nutcase liberals that follow me. I went to Columbia. My daughter went to Harvard, right? There's a lot of smart people at Columbia and Harvard, but they're book smart. They're not necessarily any common sense or street smart at all. So I'm not saying they're dumb because they're not dumb. They're very smart if they got into Harvard and graduated Harvard, but they're book smart. They know how to study a book and take an exam. But now ask them a common sense question or how to start a business and to hire people and run a business and turn a profit. They have no clue. None. So, you know, it's a sad situation. They're smart, but they're not smart. You know, it's kind of the same thing I say about my own people. The Jewish people are obviously as smart as any group of people ever on the face of the earth. When it comes to pure education and brains and IQ, Jewish people are the smartest people in the world. When it comes to politics, they're the dumbest people in the world. Why is that? I have no idea. Massive disconnect. I have no idea. It just is that way. So you can be book smart, but not have common sense, you know? And that's the problem.
Right.
All right, Tammy, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. John in Washington, D.C. John, you're on with Wayne Root. John wants to talk about John Roberts, the Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You nailed him.
Yeah.
You got his number when, you know, the when he inaugurated, when he swore in Barack Obama, there was a screw-up in the oath of office, and somebody said, I wonder if that's legal. And so the next day... John Roberts, with his black robes on and everything, went down to the Oval Office, and in private, he swore him in using the right oath of office, and he was accommodating Obama right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe it's because he figured he screwed up the oath, and so this is a nice way of him smoothing over that. But when it came to Obamacare... which was questionable. I mean, there was 16% of the economy was going to go toward Obamacare, and Obama lied, I don't know, 30-something times about if you like your program, you keep it. If you like your doctor, you keep it. It's going to be, you know, really great. And he said that over and over again. He knew it was a lie. The guy that came up with a lot of the Obamacare was from MIT. I think his name was John Gruber or something like
that. Yes, correct,
and
yeah.
And he said he counted, Gruber said he counted on the American public being stupid.
Exactly.
Being naive, listening to this communist president. And I agree with you about Obama. Of course he's a communist. I mean, growing up, he was tutored by Frank Marshall Davis or something.
I think it was Marshall.
In Hawaii.
Yes.
That wasn't, well, he comes to this country, and it wasn't just by chance that he ends up in Chicago. A disciple of Saul Alinsky, who was an outright communist, same thing thing with Hillary. I mean, she loved Solinsky. She's in her face just that Wellesley on it.
And John, don't forget. Wait. One other thing. Don't forget, he was also a disciple of, I can't think of the name, but he was a famous terrorist who was part of a terrorist group that killed a cop. And this guy was part of bombings and the killing of cops. And he went to jail for a while. He was the head of the terrorist group. And he became Obama's best friend. And he hosted the first fundraiser for Obama for United States Congress. And many experts who know Obama say this guy wrote Obama's first book, his autobiography.
Yeah, his name is Bill Ayers.
There it is, Bill Ayers.
He lived
there
in Chicago,
right.
And they asked Obama about it. They said, we understand that, you know, you started your political campaign at a meeting in his dining room. And Obama said, well, a guy that lived in the neighborhood, you know, he just brushed it off. But big liar. He lies about everything. And
everything.
He lied about Obamacare. But yet he was backed up by Roberts, the Chief Justice appointed by Bush 43, right? So we thought we were going to get somebody that would be a conservative. And when it came to arguing the case before the Supreme Court, the government, the Solicitor General, for Obama was arguing that the mandate was a penalty, and Roberts was smart enough to realize that the government, for the people, by the people, of the people, can't penalize its citizens. So he had to change it into a tax, saying, well, the government can tax you. So he did somersaults and everything. He wrote the majority opinion and said that Obamacare was constitutional. Of course, we had a chance to get rid of it, but the a-hole named
John McCain.
Another
deep state creep.
Dying, and his last dying wish is to stick it to Trump.
To Trump.
We got a lot of screwballs in this country.
Hey, John, they're not screwballs. He didn't stick it to Trump. They're not screwballs. They're paid off. They're bribed. They're under George Soros' spell. They're all dirty. They're part of the deep state in the D.C. swamp. John McCain was right there in that deep sea swamp. Right there. Terrible. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Liberty Health Shield, the sponsor of this segment of the show. They took care of me when I had my kidney stones. They paid the doctor. They paid the surgeon. They paid the anesthesiologist. They paid the hospital. All I paid was deductible. It was a small deductible. I really appreciate it. Appreciate it. Great job. Call them at 855-58-LIBERTY. They will take care of you. Tell them Wainwright sent you. 855-58-LIBERTY. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Fordham Resources, by the way, is the main title sponsor of the radio show. I am the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a very special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. So in one company, you're taking advantage of oil and gas, and you're taking advantage of gold. Gold got through the roof from 1,100 and change to 1,400 and change in a short period of time, and Fordham owns a 180-square-mile mining property called City of Gold. 180 square miles. You know how big that is? 180 square acres is amazing. 180 square miles is just about the size of nine times bigger than Manhattan, New York. That's amazing. And they also own 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Pretty amazing stuff. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. If you like that story, if you like the leadership, if you like 350,000 acres of oil and gas resource and 180 square mile mining property, then go check out FordhamResources.com. Make an educated decision and decide for yourself. But it is a stock, and you could buy a stock. Great all-American stories all start on Wall Street. FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. Ticker symbol F-T-M-R here in the United States. There are two global exchanges in Canada and the United States, but here it's F-T-M-R. Check them out. They are good friends of the show. So I was telling you how crazy the Democratic Party is. The fact that a Julian Castro could say what he did about, you know, transgender men should get money, part of abortion funding, is just hilarious and weird and strange. I don't know what else to say. It's so strange. Beto O'Rourke starts talking in Spanish. That's not an insult. I mean, that's not an insult to you that he's speaking in Spanish in a debate. I don't mind you're speaking in Spanish. I mind that I can't understand you in the middle of a presidential debate, and I'm an American citizen. What do you call that? And let's get into this Julian Castro thing. I never had a chance to actually read the story. He says transgender men should have the right to federal abortion funding. During the party's presidential candidates debate, he said that. I can't believe they're not making fun of this guy. But according to transgender activist, Castro got his terminology wrong and accidentally argued that men have a right to federal abortion funding. Castro was asked, would your health plan cover abortion, Mr. Secretary? He said, yes, I would. Yes, it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And you know what that means is that just because a woman, or let's not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion. Pro-transgender activists insist that women do become men and men do become women merely by declaring they have an opposite sex gender identity. This insistence means that Castro's term trans female actually refers to a person with a male's body who cannot get pregnant despite the person's female gender identity. So, you know, it's so confusing. Do you even understand what I'm talking about? I don't even understand any of this. It's all so bizarre. You can't even believe this is our country and these are people that want to be president of the United States. You just can't believe it. It's so bizarre. And then, you know, right along those lines, just to show you that's not, like, out in left field, there's a new report out saying more universities are offering tampons in men's rooms. You know, I used to always say I'm such a good salesman, I could sell tampons in a men's room. I thought that was a big joke, and people have always laughed, you know, uproariously at it. Ah, that's funny, Wayne, tampons in a men's room. Now they're offering tampons in a men's room because people are so mixed up, they don't know if they're a man or a woman or what bathroom they're in. Many universities around the country have begun to offer menstrual products in men's restrooms as part of a campaign to support transgender students. According to a report by the College Fix, many universities around the country are offering menstrual products in men's restrooms. The tampons began popping up in restrooms after LGBT student groups urged administrators to recognize the needs of transgender students. What? This is so bizarre. And, you know, you always think of, like, this must be going on in liberal places. You know, like New York, California. No, the University of Arkansas, University of Wisconsin-Madison, Syracuse University. At Syracuse, a team of volunteers restocks the menstrual products in the men's room each week. I don't know about you, but I am so confused and I want to vomit. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. The good news is, oh, here's one more. I just want to give you one more showing you how wacko these people have become. SUNY professor Nicholas Powers says, seeing poor white people makes me happy. So a professor at SUNY, which is State University of New York, Old Westbury, which is in Long Island, wrote in a blog post, it was entitled, seeing your poor white people makes me happy. And he said he considered kicking a homeless person in the face because he was white. How is this man allowed to teach in a university? What if you reversed the words and you gave it to Wayne Root and I said, you know, I'm happy every time I see a poor black person living in poverty. What if I said every time I see a homeless person who's black, I want to kick him in the face? How would you ever assume that a black student in my class would get a fair chance, right? A fair opportunity. So how is a white student going to get a fair opportunity in the classroom of Old Westbury SUNY professor Nicholas Powers? Explain to me. It's disturbing that he would write a column like that. It was removed after criticism, but the archives of the article are still available. He wants to kick you in the face because you're white. He wants you to be poor because you're white. Oh, there's still racism in this country. Liberals are right. They're the ones with the racism. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we'll see you tomorrow, Friday. We'll be on the radio tomorrow, not TV. because there's a troop-a-thon raising money for the troops overseas on Newsmax the whole afternoon and the whole evening. So we lost our hour tomorrow night, but I'll be on the troop-a-thon, and I'll be right here from 6 to 9 Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, 3 to 6 West. Wayne Allery of War Now, USA Radio. See you tomorrow. All the vets out there, all the police, God bless you. Be safe.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.